So the Golden Globes were greatly.
I wouldn't know.
Me neither, thank God. Actor Christian Bale. Did you see this?
Yeah, I heard about this.
Thanked Satan during his acceptance speech. I'm not going to play that. You don't want to play that in a space because you don't know what you're going to invite.
This is true.
It's bad. It's not good. And I don't want to put it in your space via the radio. That's how dangerous a power I think you're invoking there. It's the power of pure evil.
Well, he does portray the Dark Knight.
There is that, yes. But that wasn't real, Lee. It was not real.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the people who tell him, get straight. God is not real, but Satan is.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, good. I was just trying to make sure I understood where they're coming from on that, which is to say I don't understand at all.
No, not relatable to me at all. No,
they are so out of the mainstream. Like, even folks in America who are agnostic, questioning religion, God, whatever. I mean, they're not out there down for the struggle with Satan. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can criticize organized religion.
Yes,
that's a whole different ballgame.
That's a step further.
Well,
you don't want to mess with that.
No.
Oh, you don't want to mess with that. Okay, and speaking of being so far out of the mainstream, I mean, this number is killing me. Just listen, new poll, but not by some conservative pollster, by Economist YouGov, very liberal pollster. Just 7% of Americans say illegal immigration is not a problem. Just 12% of Democrats say illegal immigration is not a problem. Okay, how are we losing this debate?
How?
I mean, we got 88. Okay, that means, even if you're on Common Core math, that means like 88% of Democrats agree with us. I'm losing my mind.
It's amazing to me, though, that and Trump keeps getting portrayed. And I know he made the tactical error of saying, I'll own this closure.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
I don't think that was a smart thing to do. But he is being dumped. This is being dumped on him, even though he has already said or is already thrown out there in various ways through spokespeople and different tweets and other areas of communication. You know, wall, fence, whatever. You know, we've got to secure the border. And it's like, that's my point. Secure the border. That's the issue. Secure the border. Know that only people that admit who they are and why they're here, coming through a specific point for a specific amount of time, get allowed to come through. That's all we're asking. That's nothing
very
racist.
Very reasonable. Yes.
There's nothing racist about that.
Has nothing to do with legal immigration.
Has nothing to do with nationality or anything.
No.
But the biggest part of the problem, obviously, is on the southern border. And you know, whether you want to call it a wall, a fence, an impediment, a berm, I don't care. Call it what you want. Make it what you want. But make sure that you secure the border. And you know, Trump's already thrown out, hey, we'll negotiate DACA. We'll do this. I'm willing to talk about that. And yet he's the one that keeps being portrayed by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, which is their job, of course, he's the one who's responsible for this whole thing. Sorry, you guys are the ones that are responsible because you're not negotiating, period.
Although, I mean, I must remind folks, the original shutdown was with the Republican Congress, not the Democrat Congress. I mean, this is the winning issue. If you go issue down the line, this country's split right down in the middle. Trump has done, say what you will about Trump and, we don't like how he tweets. Trump has communicated this in a way that he has absolutely won here. He did his job, whether you like his methods or not, I don't know, but these poll numbers tell you this was not an issue. This was at the bottom of the big Gallup tracker year after year after year with immigration when it was the one that scared me the most. And he's put it at the top of the Gallup tracker. He's put it at the top of the Economist YouGov survey. People are getting his message. He is an incredibly effective communicator. Like it or not, he gets the message across. And it's the Republican Congress that shuts down rather than take care of this, when again, 93% of the people agree with Trump and us. Those are staggering numbers. How can you lose except that you try at this point?
No, there is that.
By the way, Paul Ryan's approval rating was 12% upon leaving Congress. 12% approval rating, which is about what you get when you defy the will of 93% of the American people.
There you go.
It's just so frustrating to have all the means of winning a war right in front of you, and the Republicans just won't touch them. They just won't touch them. They won't use it. Here is a formidable weapon that your opposition cannot overcome. Oh, we wouldn't want to do that. That would be unfair. Meanwhile, Lee, this, you can't make this stuff up. Okay, so it's Thursday. I'm still losing my mind over this. The mainstream media has announced that we are, in fact, going to hold a recession next year. And the stock market's going to crash. It's going to be the biggest disaster ever, right? This is the hysterical lying financial media on Thursday. I mean, clearly the market is tanking. That was reported as fact Thursday afternoon and into Friday morning. A recession is coming. It's Trump's fault, of course. All this time, right? Do you realize Bank of America on Thursday issued a buy, buy, buy alert anticipating a boo? Did you hear anything about that from the mainstream media? I don't think you didn't hear anything about that. Okay, that's strange. That's where we're. Well, I was going to tell you about it, but the computer crashed.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, yeah. Bank of America issues time to buy warning. It may finally be time to load up on formerly risky assets, Bank of America said. This is very strange behavior. I mean, first you have Bank of America saying, go ahead and lard up on these assets. And then you got these small and mid-sized businesses hiring right and left. And you got record manufacturing high job hire numbers, highest since 1997. All three things the media was telling us were not going to happen Thursday afternoon. Okay, great. Oh, by the way, the best part. Do you know, among the things Bank of America, because remember we were told Thursday that because of Trump's trade war, the Chinese economy was tanking and right. It was going to bury us all, right? We're all going to starve, right? Among the things Thursday, Bank of America is recommending you buy, for the first time since 2016, they've issued a buy alert. Small cap stocks and Chinese and German equities. So the media is saying, oh, well, it's going to hell. China's going to take down the U.S. economy. It's all Trump's fault, blah, blah. And the Bank of America's like, bye, bye, bye. They must have missed that report before they did the hysteria. It's just, it's just maddening. Drives me nuts. Meanwhile, you know how last week we were tracking the travails of the liberal gun owners in Boulder, Colorado,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who voted for these liberal zealot wackos. Then took over the city council. And so they are confiscating guns. You can either register your gun or turn it in, but not, you don't get to keep it, right? And so they were anticipating like over 10,000 people would choose one of the two options, either get it out of the county or register it. And a whopping 54 responded. Everybody else is in defiance of the law. And you even had the gun rights organization here saying, hey, listen, this is Boulder, okay? These are liberal Democrats who won't turn over their guns. So how do you think it's going to work out when we ask everybody else to do it? I don't know. Ask Occasional Cortex. She'll know how to handle this.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, in Chicago, another example of this is just like Hollywood, Lee. The left cannot have a Golden Globes award without a couple of layers of walls, bomb-sniffing dogs, and armed officers to protect them, right? So they don't mean to give up their guns.
Yeah.
They're just talking about you giving up your guns. Okay. Alderman Ed Burke, the leading gun control proponent in Chicago, has been the subject of a raid because of his law breaking. And he has been campaigning for no guns, gun control, all of that in Chicago for like 2 decades. He's the big name and face of it. There's a Democrat, of course, right?
Of course.
Do you know what they found when they raided his office?
Oh, I can't imagine.
23 guns.
In the office?
In the office.
Gosh, that sounds like an FBI sting operation, doesn't it?
23 guns. A shock to everybody locally because he wanted to ban the guns. So what they mean is they just want you to have a gun.
Yeah.
They're not talking about them.
Right.
Guns are, if you're smart enough to handle the gun, like say they are, then it's okay. But the rest of us, we just don't get to have guns, right?
Mm. Dual justice system.
Yep. There you go. You can't make this stuff up. All right, coming up, a list of what's coming to an end in 2019. Some of these make me sad. Like Game of Thrones, 8th and final season kicks off in April. God, I have to wait to April? Are you kidding me? I'm going to do that. What do I watch until then? I'm running out of ideas. All right, I'm going through it again. You know this drives me crazy. I'm putting my daughter's hair up for volleyball, and I find this thing on her head, and I'm immediately terrified because what used to be a mole is now the size of a quarter. So, of course, we go right away to the dermatologist. It's a precancerous growth. It's called a nevi. It's not very high risk unless you don't do anything about it for a long time. But we want to get it off. What would you think it would cost to get a thing like that off your head? What do you think that would cost? Well, because of the size of it, you can't just go to a dermatologist's office and have it off. I mean, you could, but it would leave a big scar, and she'd have to wear a ponytail the rest of her life. We don't want to do that to her. Right? So, you know, this is a simple half an hour procedure. It's a serious one. It's got to get done. But it's not, I mean, this is not the removal of an organ. Although you'd think from the bill it might be. So I try to figure out, like, what is this going to cost? Yeah. Well, we're looking at a minimum of $5,500, but could go as high as $10,000. What? Yep. Well, see, okay, I have a high deductible plan, so I need to know. What? We can't tell you. What? $5,500. Yeah, you'll spend at least that. Well, that the reason that's significant is because they don't kick in at 100% till $5,500. So it means we're basically going to have to pay $5,500 out of pocket. It's the size of a quarter. It's not, we're not getting our spleen out here, folks. We're not having brain surgery. $5,500 at least. Or it could be 10 or maybe 12. Or it could be, it could be $5,600. So I am immensely frustrated. Immensely, right? Because it needs to come off, right? They really need to biopsy it. You can't tell me, nope, you just have to have it done, then you'll know. What? Wait. How can you tell me after it's done, but you can't tell me before? Well, we don't know how long it'll take. All right, well, how long does that typically take? Oh, anywhere from a half an hour to 45 minutes. Okay, give me an estimate. No. Not allowed to know. So we made the decision, when the doctor said a week or two wouldn't matter, we made the decision to pull the plug on the operation. Doctor agreed with that. So now we want to know, can anybody else do it cheaper? Guess what? We are on the high deductible plan. You know what that means. Well, it's going to cost $200 to $300 every dermatologist we go to try to figure out if there is a cheaper way to do it. I try to call up, hey, there's a Nevi. I can take a picture of this thing. With a quarter next to it. Could you give us a range on what you would do that for? No. We got to see her. Well, you can see the picture. No. Got to see it in person. Okay. Because I got to tell you, I could call up a plumber today, and if I specifically knew what I needed to have done in my house, I guarantee you that plumber could tell me what his range would be. I know. I've done that before. I priced tons of jobs on houses that way. No. I skipped you coming out to the house. I don't have time for that. What are you going to do it for? Give me a range. They know. They just want to rob me for $300 to have me come in, $200 to $300. Oh, and they won't even tell me what the estimate will cost. It's just mad. And they play games like this. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but there is now a federal requirement that hospitals have to actually publish what their costs are. Normally, it's a state secret. I mean, like only Robert Mueller gets to know. And some of the first to do this are in California. How's that going? Listen to this. This is, I'm telling you, there. You know why premiums doubled, folks? Under Obama in 4 years. Premium is the total cost of your health care plan. Doubled in 4 years? Because they hide behind this pricing crap and they rob us blind. Listen to this. This is from the San Jose Bay Area News. Oakland's Highland Hospital lists its price for a single chest x-ray. At $131, while over the bay at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center, that's another hospital, they'll set you back $2,618. Wait. At one hospital, a chest X-ray is $131. It's $2,600 at the San Francisco Medical Center. If we had free and fair capitalistic competition, that price would last approximately 24 hours. An aspirin tablet? Highland Medical Center wants $7 an aspirin. It's $1.02 at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center and just 30 cents at Walnut Creek's John Mayer Medical Center. Sounds like a bargain, but if you consider Rite Aid sells the same thing for 5 cents a tab, it ain't. Hoping to empower consumers who are shouldering more and more of the health care costs each year, the federal government is now requiring hospital. That's one of the things Trump did. I'm not going to give them credit, but anyway. The federal government this year is requiring hospitals across the country to post their standard price list on their websites. Oh, I can't wait for this. It's part of the lie. It's part of the game. part of the game. Might be 5,500, Tara. Could be 12,000. Could be 9. Well, why don't you tell me? Nope, we can't. Well, if you can't, if you're going to figure it out for the bill, then you can darn Skippy figure it out right now. No, we can't. Call your insurance. Call the insurance. Well, we can't tell you. Call the hospital. Throw my hands in the air. It's just hopeless. It makes me crazy. Bill in Greenville, thank you. Thank you for your call. What's up, sir?
Sure. One of the reasons the costs are so expensive here is because there's a lot of people without insurance and without money, and they can't pay their own bills, and those costs are passed on to people that do have insurance and have money.
Yeah, and that's part of it. And they know that you would not, you'd do what I did, and you wouldn't have the procedure if you knew what was going to cost up, you know, up front.
Yep.
And they want to rob you blind.
I'll give you an example. My wife was in intensive care in Hennepin County Medical Center for 5 days as a result of a head-on collision with a drunk driver.
Oh.
Her bill was $20,000. And when I had my gallbladder removed here in Greenville, it cost me $20,000 for the same-day surgery.
What did you end up paying out of pocket of that?
It happened a long time ago. I don't remember. It was okay. Not very much. I have pretty good insurance. And it was before they started moving to these really high deductibles.
Yeah, which is where they get you. And you are powerless, yeah. Man. I mean, it's like if you got flooding in your house, well, you need a plumber. You know, well, you call up, well, I got this problem. What do you do that for? They will tell you because they want your business. Hospitals? Doctors?
Yep.
Nope. They won't tell you. They hide.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And the woman on the phone goes, well, ma'am, you know, it could be less than what we're telling you, too. Oh, great. I'll go ahead and have the procedure. Sure, why not? I feel like gambling today. I might as well go play on the roulette table.
Yeah. And I'll guarantee you, this is the house rules.
Yeah. So I got to ask real quick, Bill, because this is my passion, these drunk drivers. I want to throttle them. Is your wife okay?
Well, she picked glass out of her head for probably 7 years.
Wow.
And she had a broken tibial plateau, and that wasn't good. But she's got some aches and pains. I mean, I was in the same accident. I'm partially blind in one eye.
Oh, man.
The guy that hit me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask is what happened to him?
Nothing. He went to jail for, I think, 2 months.
What? Where was this?
Yeah. It was in Minnesota.
Okay.
The guy blew 3-4.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that, like 2.5 times the legal limit? 3 times the legal limit?
Yeah, more like 4 times the legal limit.
Okay, I don't know what the legal limit is there. Wow.
Yeah, and in actuality, most people black out when they reach about 0.28.
Yeah, but you got the guy who drinks so much he could still manage to get in the car, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, I am sorry that happened to you, Bill, and I'm glad that your wife has recovered at just your vision. What a shame. We have got to take this crime more seriously in this country. It is outrageous what you're allowed to do to another person's body with a car that you'd never be allowed to do to another person if you took a baseball bat to them. By the way, if you were drunk in both instances, we still treat it completely differently. It's absurd. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, howdy there, Tara.
Hey, things tragically coming to an end in 2019. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, here we go. Sad for me. Game of Thrones. They're somehow going to wrap the whole thing up in a final season that kicks off in April. I can't wait for that.
Okay.
That's going to be interesting. I bet you the leading lady gets killed. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Star Wars. No, Star Wars will never end. Anyway, the Star Wars Skywalker saga is supposed to end. Star Wars 9 finally brings us to an end, the family drama that has stretched over 3 trilogies in 42 years. Don't expect it to be the end of the Star Wars universe, though. It's just the Skywalker saga.
Disney paid way too much for that.
Yeah, they did. They're going to have to keep going.
And that's fine. I'm down for it being spreading out into some other areas that George Lucas is not responsible for. So,
The Big Bang Theory. It's apparently going to be done.
Yeah.
Jim Parsons doesn't want to do it anymore. And in a recent interview, he said, quote, it feels like we've chewed all the meat off this bone. I think they have.
Yes, they have. Yeah. But it's a good show. It's a good show. I enjoy
absolutely.
That.
It, I liked the first one of those. I read all of Stephen King's novels.
Oh, that's the you're talking about.
Yeah, the movie. And the movie was quite good. Remember, it was one of the few at the box office. That was at the time that Weinstein went down for grabbing the ladies and other things. And nobody wanted to go to the movies. But that just crushed it in 2018. And it was a really well done version of that book. That's very rare to have a movie as good as the book, but it really was. So anyway, there's going to be a second one this year, but that's it. Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, third and final season, will hit Netflix on the first of the year. It already has then, I guess. So, and that means it's done. It's no more. So there you go.
And you missed the most important one, though.
What?
2019 will be the last year for the front-engine Corvette.
Oh, I meant to mention that. Yes, I did.
They're going to, apparently, the big rumor and all the spy shots are that they're going to a mid-engine Corvette. For 2020 model year.
A mid-engine Corvette?
Yes, we'll see.
So when it blows up, it's right underneath.
No,
you?
It doesn't blow. Corvettes don't blow up. Corvettes blow everybody else in the weeds.
All right.
For less money. I mean, because a Corvette can run with the big boys in the, from Europe very easily for a lot less money.
Okay.
So now that I've brought it to complete a screeching halt there, evoking the anti-lock brake system. Go ahead.
Well, as a guy who identifies as a Trans Am, I understand.
That's right. If you're going to be a trans, you got to be a Trans Am.
Identify as a Trans Am. Yeah. And the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as we know it, Avengers Endgame, they're cutting all of those, a lot of those superhero spinoffs from that. So a lot of that going down the tubes.
Okay.
So there's that, all of that going on. So
that'll have Upstate Pulse. We'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. For 2019. I don't know what they're going to do in 2020.
Well, there'll be something else they can obsess about, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, you got to love it. Expect this to fall right off the horizon as if it had never occurred. You know the story about the 7-year-old tragically killed in the shooting?
Yes.
On the highway.
Right,
and
right.
She's
that darling little girl.
Yes.
Just adorable little girl.
It was a terrible tragedy. Should have been big news no matter who did it, but it was huge news because Jasmine Barnes, according to her family, her mother and the others in the car, was shot by a unknown white man who the mom then detailed the family members for the photo, the suspect photo that they went on. It was a white guy, you know, $100,000 reward, and everybody's, it's a racial hate crime. It's, well, wait, can we catch him first to figure it out? No, we can't. Okay, then we know that, right? We just presume, we don't even have a suspect, right? I mean, we don't have a named suspect. We have a drawing of a white guy, must be racial hate crime. So all this went, everybody went nuts with this. They caught the killer. Eric Black, who is black.
Yeah.
Looking nothing like the white dude.
Yeah.
That the parents, the mom, described. And it turns out she should have known what Eric Black looked like and probably recognized him on account of he's her Facebook friend. They know each other.
Well, having someone as a Facebook friend and knowing them, there's plenty of folks I'm friends with Facebook that I wouldn't know if I read
but she has, you and I have a lot of friends because of what we do. I mean, she has very few Facebook friends.
Okay.
She's friends with him. And yet somehow did not recognize him when he shot her daughter and confused him with a white guy. Oddly, both Eric Black and the mother here have a long drug-related criminal history. I'm sure none of that has anything to do with her complete confusion as to who shot her daughter. Because it sure looks like here that she was trying to direct the authorities away from whoever shot her daughter for whatever reason. Anyway, now that this very interesting twist has been added to the story, I am sure there'll be a ton of coverage of it.
No.
No. Doesn't fit the narrative. Did you see this? By the way, record numbers of Americans want to leave the U.S. They want to flee. Somehow they haven't gotten around to it, though, but they want to go.
Well, we hear this all the time from these celebrities. If a certain person gets elected, we'll do this. If a certain person gets reelected, we'll do this. And they never follow through.
Well, I think these numbers are interesting. Listen to how huge this is, okay? 30% of Americans younger than 30 would like to move. That includes, this is according to Gallup poll, 40% of women younger than 30 and 20% of men younger than 30. Now listen to this. 50 plus, how many of them want to go? 8%. They're like, oh, heck no. Are you kidding me? This place is great. Why? Because they actually remember prosperity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like it is a potential possibility in their minds. They haven't lived through the socialist apocalypse of the last 15 years. So they don't know. But what's interesting is these numbers really are massive. Under George W. Bush and Barack Obama, it was about 10%. So these numbers are huge. I just think it's interesting that, you know, if you're 50, you remember good times and you don't want to go because you know they're possible in a capitalistic society.
Yeah. Unless you don't want to admit that that's why it's possible.
Right. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's terrible here in this country. They want to leave, which would be a shame because they'll probably miss the job hiring boom.
Yeah.
And I would hate that for them and the increased wages. You know what I'm saying? And but, you know, they're welcome to try, you know, try their luck somewhere else.
Well, you know, you take your chances and go for it.
Yeah. Here's what they'll be missing. This is from Investor's Business Daily, right? I'm just going to read from it. There's really no way to spin December's jobs data in a negative way. Not only, remember, we were supposed to begin the recession in December, right? On Thursday, we were going to, but then there was a change of plans when the jobs numbers came out. There's really no way to spin December's jobs data in a negative way. Not only did the number of jobs come in at nearly twice the consensus estimate, but the two previous months were revised up by 58,000. Since President Donald Trump took office nearly 2 years ago, some 4.8 million payroll jobs have been created. That's more than four times as many were created during President Obama's first 4 years. Yeah, that totally sounds like the beginning of a recession. You can tell by just listening to that.
All that hiring.
Yeah. Last year, virtually every sector of the economy gained jobs. Clear sign of a recession. In addition to the 2.6 million new jobs overall for all of 2018, healthcare employment added 346,000, food and restaurant employment added 235,000, construction 280,000 jobs, manufacturing 284,000, retailing 92,000 jobs, and professional business services 458,000 jobs. It was a great year, they write, for workers. So clearly, as the media was reporting on Thursday, definitely going to have a recession. You can tell. Maybe not. All right, so pulling for Clemson this evening. Note from the Clemson police. They are suspending. It just cracks me up. They are suspending the open container law for 5 hours so you can party after Clemson wins. I love this article. It doesn't consider, like, okay, what if Clemson loses? I don't know. Take your open container down there and find out. However, they note that you can be drinking out in the open. However, you cannot riot. There will be no rioting, no climbing, street signs and other things. You can't climb up. You're not going to be able to do any of that. So no rioting, none of that. But no jumping off fences, that kind of thing. But you can drink in public. So there you go. DC Whisper is pointing out the vast irony of this. Democrats won't spend $5 billion on a wall, but we spend, and they spend, they're fine with spending $100 billion plus per year. While left-leaning think tanks say the cost of illegal immigration is only $50 billion per year, and right-leaning think tanks estimate it to be closer to $200 billion per year, the truth likely lies somewhere in the middle, and regardless of where the actual and always changing numbers lie, that's a ton of dough. So we're going to have to spend, we have to save the $5 billion so that we can spend at least 50. Yeah, that is liberal logic right there. That makes a ton of sense. A total ton of sense. All right. Here we go. Five random facts.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
You've heard of flu season. We're having a bad one right now, particularly for kids. But did you know there is a gonorrhea season? Wow. No. It's May through July. Don't ask why. I don't want to know. Random fact number two. The name Tyrannosaurus Rex is a mix of Greek and Latin that translates into tyrant, lizard, king. Random fact number three. The youngest person to ever bowl a perfect game was a 9.5-year-old in Florida. Wow. She rolled a 300 in 2013. The oldest person was a 90-year-old in California who did it in 2012. Random fact number four. The oldest capital city in America is Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was founded in 1610. Random fact number five. The Mall of America in Minnesota doesn't have a central heating system. A combo of skylights, all the regular lights, and people's body heat keeps it so warm they have to run the AC. In the winter, I'm amazed that many people are in a mall to provide that kind of body heat, but, you know, whatever.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Truly random. David in Gowansville is on the line on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. Hey, David.
Good morning. Tara, I'm going to come straight to the point, but because I'm coming straight to the point does not in any way mean that I advocate anything one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And I want that clear, okay?
Okay.
Being a former science teacher, I want to say that people have tolerance limits. And there gets to a point, everybody wants to be left, most people want to be left alone, raise a family, go to church, go to school, do whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care what people do. But when it comes to what's happening in America today, with the socialists coming into Congress, the BS you hear from some of those people, where they get it from, I don't know. But I can tell you that it's going to push people to a point. And I'm talking about the average person that says, I've had enough. Okay? Number one, I'm not asking you if you think it will or not, but do you think that that possibility is going to happen?
Yeah, I think if we get to, you know what I think we'll see. I think it'll look a lot like France. And if we get to the point of absolute liberal rule, I think that you will see what's going on in France come here. And they will get absolute liberal rule on the day they get amnesty. Because they'll be able to nullify our votes.
There's different kinds of people, and I'm one right there in the middle, but there's going to come a point where I'm saying I'm pissed off. I ain't putting up with that border stuff anymore. If Congress ain't going to do something, the people are going to take it in their own hands. And I mean, that's just the way a human being is. You cannot fight human nature because it depends upon survival. And we're getting to a point where we're going to have to survive one way or the other. But again, I'm not advocating anything. It's just thoughts that I have that I want to get your opinion on.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. Okay, and thank you for your phone call, David. You got to realize where the regular person is. Okay, if you listen to talk radio, you're about 9 months ahead of the psyche of the rest of America in terms of, just figuring out what's going on, right? And so what we have learned that is critical in the last year that changes everything, David, to answer your question, is that we had some Republicans we thought were scoundrels, but we thought generally that party represented us. And Trump has just ripped the Band-Aid off that one. And we now realize they don't represent us. We had the first part of the shutdown over border security. We had a Republican Congress. Not a Democrat Congress. They are there to undermine. They don't represent us. We have no representation. So that settling in on the American psyche takes a while, but it's settling. And once you realize you have no representation, you have no voice, that's when people end up taking it into their own hands, as you say, David. We don't advocate violence here or anything. So I think psychologically, we are well into the process of people realizing that. What the outcome will be, I don't know. But that was a critical part of it. And we didn't have that piece of the puzzle until 2018, would be my answer to you. Now we'll sit back together and watch it on The Tara Show. Beautiful day out there for a change. Get out and enjoy it.